True story. Well, welcome to it. If you're joining us, or if you've rather, you know what's next if you followed us on social media. It's we have the incredible Wandile Mbambeni back in studio. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Rowan. How are you, man?
I am
it's good to be back.
Last time I spoke to you, 2017, friend.
I just put out Maturation EP, Nostalgia.
With crazy. Dreads and Alice. A lot has changed, right?
Well, nani, it was nice. It was nice. A lot has changed. Shout out to Joburg. But shout out to growth, actually.
True story. Yeah,
shout out to growth.
Speaking of growth, I have something that I need to play for you.
Oh, wow. Don't take me back.
This is a snippet of our interview, the last time I spoke with you. Have a listen.
I think it was a struggle in terms of confidence. So, for example, when you're starting out, you know, you're doing the covers thing. You know, and I was that guy doing the covers thing. So, I had a lot of confidence in other people's music. You know, so
shit.
You know, there. So I didn't have confidence in mine, and when I played mine, it didn't matter. Like, I didn't get a response, and it also like kind of felt like I'm not doing it right, or it's not good enough because I compared it to the songs I would play. Right? So it took a lot of mental strength to kind of be like, you know what, actually, I'm going to do me now, you know?
Gotcha.
I'm done. I'm done with that.
A lot has changed since then, buddy.
Yes, I did me. You know, I'm excited. I did. I followed that.
No. Sure. Yeah,
that's good.
That's dope, bud.
Consistency.
Hello.
Come on.
Man, okay, I think we need to start off with the second album. And what was the gap between those two?
Sure. 2017, April came, April, Maturation, and then Kwakumnandi, the album, came out 2018, June. So let's say a year and a bit. More than a year. Just a year and 2 months, I think.
And a move to Joburg.
Yes, moved to Joburg. 3 months after our interview, you know, after that, I signed a deal with Gallo.
Awesome.
For that album. And I decided to move, you know, Gallo didn't ask me to move, but I decided to just take on the deal with the new environment, you know, and I was living in a place, living alone for the first time, you know,
sure.
I'd always lived in digs, you know, with people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I just wanted to take on the whole world and be like, this is the album.
True story. Yeah. Is it still as organic as you?
Yes. Ooh. Yes. No, this time I think I'm always trying to stretch that for me. I'm always trying to really, really stretch that. I worked with a really nice team. Shout out to Lira's husband, Robin Cole. Robin Cole. Shout out to Greg. You know, these guys, that's the thing. You know, I got there and I got to work with people who've done wonders before, people who have the stats, people who have summers and awards behind their names. So I got there and that gave me a little bit of comfort. So I tried to explain my vision as much as I could, and we got to the album.
True.
And that was it.
Fantastic, man. Well, Kwakumnandi.
Yeah,
am I saying it right?
Yeah, Kwakumnandi. Kwakumnandi.
Translation for us, what does that mean?
It was nice.
It was nice. Past tense.
It was nice, yes. It was nice.
What was nice, friend?
The album's about nostalgia, you know. So, and I was looking at one of the things that we as humans connect to. One of the things, and it's nostalgia. By all means, you know, there's that song that will take you back. There's moments that will just hit you and take you back. So, I think I told you during Maturation that my parents had divorced 2010. But when I moved alone, you know, I missed my family. I missed everybody. I was alone now, and I was like, I miss just being under one roof, you know. And that's why the song, the single, it says, Kwakumnandi back then. I wish I could go back there. We were under one roof, you know. So I wanted to look back at the past, nostalgic rather than look at it negative, you know. I've always said, divorce, you know what I mean? So I wanted to grow, and for me, being alone for the first time, I got to meet myself for the first time.
Yep.
So that's why, that's also me saying, hey, it was nice having that guy, you know. It was nice having that guy, but we good, you know. It's not a reflection of saying the future is not dope or the present is not dope. It's saying, in order to say kwakumnandi, we need to enjoy our lives today, you know. Do you know what I mean? So that's how we can say it was nice. Not focus and say the future is going to be this way, but if you focus on the present to make it really nice, you'll be able to say, hey, yesterday was dope. You know what I mean? Or remember that time it was dope. And and that's what I want to leave on this earth, you know. That's what I want to leave with relationships, that rather not burnt bridges, but things like that, you know, like, hey, that person, hey, what happened to that person, let me hit them up, you know, see how they are, type of thing, you know. Those are the things that evoke a lot of emotion in me.
True story. And the recording process, how long did you have to record this album? How many songs did you narrow down? Because you, because I know you.
Yeah, no, I had a lot of songs. We had about 21 pre-production, but I narrowed it down to 13. Uh-huh. Essentially 11 with two covers, you know. So really, really, really narrowed down. Why I narrowed it down was I wanted to make it straight to the point, simple. I just didn't want to confuse people so much, you know. You imagine you're given a chance for the first time to say, here's the budget, record your album. You know, and of course I got excited. I was like, yo, let's make this. But then, you know, as the growth process started coming, as I started seeing what kind of album I'm going, where the direction is, what emotions, because I was writing it on the go, you know, because we spent about 8 months in studio, 9 to 5. And, you know, come back.
But home. Creativity doesn't work that way. Yeah. How do you do that?
Now we let's say six or seven of the songs I wrote in the first 3 months. So we recorded. I knew the guitar, so this is how I write, or how I wrote. We recorded the guitars first, straight up first, all the guitars. So I trusted my composition first. So I produced first. So I knew. This is it. This is the structure of the beat or whatever. So we recorded the guitars and the bass first. And then from there, we cleaned that up. And then I started writing what needed to be written, you know, and recording, writing in the booth, recording, you know, waking up, going home. You know, every day we went to a new song. So, and then we'd go back again. So that's how it was. We never left a song unfinished.
Finished.
You know, so if I didn't have a verse, I would have to finish that song on a verse. So we really pushed creativity to its sources that are not supposed to be. But for me, I like that. I like the pressure. I think for the next album, I'm not even going to write anything down. You know, I'm going to go in and just feed it off the energy of the mic.
And that's what I need to get to now, because we did it for maturation, the art of maturity. I love that line. I think we need to do it for Kwakumnandi as well. A track by track review.
Yeah.
Go through the 13 tricks, essentially 11, because of the acoustic versions. Yeah. Opening moment, anyway.
Anyway, I'll tell you, it's very literal. I moved to Joburg. I meet this girl, right? She's amazing.
And you start off things with, it seems like a voice note, or was that a modulation?
Actually a recording of us in studio, but what I did want to create, I wanted to create like a Motown radio playing in the background, so like when you press, you're like, wait, is it playing right? Turn it up. and then it goes down, and then it goes boom, right in the face with the bass and the drums coming in smooth, you know. But yeah, so anyway, I meet this girl, and we had an anyway type of relationship. I wasn't invested like that emotionally. She wasn't invested that much, but we really cared for one another. Really, really, we appreciated our time together, etc. I wrote that song on the day she left.
Oh.
She had to leave. She was a Tunisian, and she had to leave that day. So she left that day, and I wrote the song, you know. And I didn't cry. It was a goodbye. It was a goodbye, like a good one. Mm-hmm. But we're still friends, and that's the type of the song. That's why I'm like, Have you had a moment to breathe? I can see it in your eyes, you know, that it's hurting you. I'm talking about exactly that day, you know. A kiss from me to you, it's enough like that, you know. If I go sleep alone, I'm gonna miss you in the cold. I'm gonna miss your cold heart. No, it's not like that. Now I'm saying cold heart because we never had warm hearts to each other like that. You know what I mean? But I'm gonna miss that cold heart. You know what I mean? Like, so.
What a way to start off the album. Yeah. And then we head off to track two, which I think is one of the songs where what you just mentioned now is the songwriting process of, it seems freestyle. Mm. It seems you going in there with your guitar and just, for lack of a better word, playing, feeling. Mm. Tell us about Don't Know.
Oh man, I'm very inspired by the D'Angelo's. You know, those guys, you know, when you can hear the energy, just you can hear, like, leave the words, but you can hear the energy of how it's delivered. So I focused a lot on saying what I want to say and making it not be weird, making it cool, making it. So I wanted to be more direct with my music so that I can be quoted, you know, I can really be quoted, because then you're owning your lyrical content because it's coming from your perspective, from your perspective. And Don't Know, shoot to 2016, December.
Wow.
Smoking Dragon Festival. So I'm playing at Smoking Dragon Festival, and I see this beautiful girl, right? She's my ex right now.
Oh,
she's my
wow.
ex. But so I see this beautiful girl, and I mean, we just chill that whole day after my performance. I meet them, we just chill, we're still friends, you know. We just chilled and kicked it off, you know, from there. And then I had to leave because I was playing in Cape Town in New Year's Eve. So I had to go to Joburg and the very next morning. So it was one of the, and my phone is off and all of that. You had a festival. It was literally one of those situations, like dreamlike situations where she's like, message me when you get to Cape Town or where you're online, or I'll see it when I'm back from the festival type of thing. And literally like a week later, the message, you know, she responds to a message saying, hey, so glad, whatever, found you. But anyway, but so the song Don't Know is about that night. Same, you know, it's about how I see you dancing together, you know. I wrote it in that seven, day period that I didn't have a response. That's why I wrote the song in that 7 day period. I didn't have a response, so I didn't know I was gonna meet her again. But I wrote the song, and that's why I said, I don't know enough about you, don't know much about you, you know. So I'm talking about, I don't know enough about you, I don't know much about you, but I'm searching for that somebody, man, that somebody gonna hold down, you know what I mean? So, like, and that's the feeling she gave me, just because I also went to that Smoking Dragon Festival and played acoustic alone, you know. So, and that song is nothing else, just guitar and vocal, you know. So it was, that's what I was releasing. And every time I listen to that song, I'm like, yeah.
You know, I'm the type of listener, I listen to music in the catalog of things.
Yeah.
So I think of music as, cool, this is part one, and everything is connected.
Yeah.
And that's what artists are. They share these stories. And it almost feels like, okay, this is part one to the story, and then here's part two.
Yeah.
And it could be on different projects. Mm. And this next song, for me, is, because when I go back to Maturation, and when I go back to our interview we did, songs like Don't and Can't Be Love is a complete 180 to Feelings Alone, or Feeling Alone, rather.
Yeah. Right? You can tell, like I said, when I moved to Joburg and got time to spend with myself, I really got to get rid of all the negativity. that was you know, maturing didn't stop at maturation for me.
Aha.
That's exactly, you know, what it is. It didn't stop there for me. It kept on moving and moving. And when I got to Joburg, that's where I learned so much more about myself than I've ever before. You know, so I started. Whereas you can hear, this can't be love. You know, you. That's pain. You're speaking from a place of pain, right?
Your heart felt like home. Who comes up with these lines, dog?
So don't know, feelings alone, same person.
How did I even know that?
I don't know. That I don't.
That's
crazy.
Bonkers.
That's crazy. But anyways, a different person.
Okay.
Don't know, same exact person. As feelings alone. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna jump right, because it is track three. Feelings,
yes,
alone. I'm gonna jump right into feelings alone. So I moved to Joburg. So we do meet. We meet up in Cape Town for a little bit. Man, we hit it off like it was at Smoking Dragon. We cool. We vibing. We decide that we're vibing now. You know. And we were even doing like the little bit of a long distance thing. You know, that Cape Town. So you can understand, like, when I moved, there was a love motive, but there was also dreams motive. There was also, you know, I think I went to your interview just after I had gone to Joburg for a promo tour for Lovers Like You. You know, I had just been there for 2 weeks, and that's when I went to go see her too. You know, so I was like, work, and I'm seeing her. Cool. When I came back, I think after a month we decided, nah, it's not working, you know, it's not. But it was like the long distance thing, and there was no clarity, you know. I mean, she had just moved to Joburg. I'm in Cape Town, just released my shit. Oh, I can't say that. Can I say that?
No, you can say that, though.
Oh, yeah. So just released my stuff in Cape Town, and, you know, with no, obviously, I'm like, I was not even looking at a move like Joburg. But ever since she came into my life, and it came, the
sure
move, but it, I was never motivated by her to move, you know. But it was definitely there. So it was definitely there. It opened up because I stayed there for 2 weeks doing a promo tour, and I, you know, got to meet her friends. She showed me her friends. She's also in the music industry, you know. And then I was like, shoo, this is different. Right. And then I came back to Cape Town, did my promo here, carried on pushing, you know, my music thing. And I think I went to Red Bull. I was doing an EP with Red Bull, actually. We did a 5-track EP, 7-track, actually. Still in my archives, not out yet. 7-track EP where I addressed a lot of that, what we went through. Like, I mean, it was a short little stint, but beautiful. That's why I never wanted to paint it with anything negative. And that's the start of the change of the heart, you know, not writing from can't be love anymore, but writing from a different place, you know. That's where the start, in that Red Bull project. And that's where the album started, actually, when I was like, you know what, I might as well make an album in the Red Bull. That's when the Gallo talk started happening, you know. And then Gallo said, you know what, we like this EP, you know, come and record or whatever. And
something then, totally off topic,
yeah.
And because I feel like I can ask you this because I've known you, and I'm a fan. But like, have you ever has there ever been a breakup that was not like on good terms? Because your breakup seemed like, you know, everything was peaceful, everything we parted in good ways.
I mean, Lovers Like You
was about a car. That's what you told me.
Well, I mean, I did get the idea from what a friend said about a car.
Yes.
But then how I made it like me and my stories, it was literally talking about a lover. And but I was, there's a line there in Lovers Like You that says, change your name if you don't mind, you know. Just change your name if you don't mind. Come through. Knock on my door, change your name if you don't mind. I want a different person, you know. Change your, you know, that's not a nice thing to say to someone, I imagine, to be like, yo, just, yeah, I mean, I would like it to be you, but not you, you know what I mean? Like, but that's as far as I can go, you know.
I hear you.
I was, morally, I'm not there. You know, morally, I'm not there. I think my biggest issue was dealing with pain. You know, how, what do you? And I think that's a big one for males. Is truth. What do you do with male with pain? Do you internalize the pain, inflict it on yourself, or do you inflict it on someone else, or do you find something you can inflict it on, and then you know? So I started trying to run away from writing from a place of pain, but rather from a place of overcoming that pain. You know what I mean? And that's where Kwakumnandi started coming in, you know, where it was going to be Feelings Alone, you know. So Feelings Alone is going to first week, I'm in Joburg, no plans to meet her. I literally moved down the road. I moved into Maboneng, and I go down the road into one of the bars into Maboneng, and there she is.
Ah.
You know. And I'm like, what? No ways. But anyway, but I was happy to see her. It was.
Gotcha.
I was like, what? What? No. But I was like, I was trying to be so low key, you know. I'm not telling you I moved. I didn't even tell her I moved, you know. I didn't tell her. I told nobody. I was like, low key, I'm settling in, and then I'm gonna say I'm here. But man, that night I saw her. It was quick. And I went home by myself, just down the road, drunk as I was, and I wrote Feelings Alone.
Huh.
You know, I wrote my feelings alone because I had so much to tell her. So much to tell her that night, and I didn't. You know, they just couldn't be honest to you. I should have been, and exactly what I wanted to say was that...
I like the way you handled me.
I should have been closer to you, you know. I really like the way you handled me. Ah, you know, that's the feeling every time I see your pictures, and every time I'm amazed by who you are, because this was never a bad breakup. It was just a distant thing, you know. Like, I should have been closer, Joburg, you know. Like, you know, and...
I hear you. Track number 4. You decide, do we play Lovers Like You as a break, or do we play Kwakumnandi as a break?
Ah, let's go to Kwakumnandi.
Okay, so track number 4. Tell us about the title track.
Kwakumnandi, it's about that, man. I was missing home. Like I said, I was missing home. And that's where essentially the core of the album, I think, started, like, when I was like, oh, man, this is the root. You know, I cried so much that night. Like, this is the root. This is the root. You're letting go of pain now. This is it. Kwakumnandi. And it gave me such a good feeling, you know. And then that's what it is. You know, Kwakumnandi I wrote before, I think, before all of the other songs.
When did you know you had your title track?
When I finished Kwakumnandi, the whole song, I knew this is it, because Feelings Alone, Kwakumnandi. Like,
a complete 180.
Do you know, but still, like, nostalgia.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, it was nice. Anyway, whoo, it was fire. Don't know, it was fire, but I have all these beautiful people and beautiful friends that respect me and respect my choices. That is the best thing ever, you know, like... they respect me and respect my choices, and I respect their choices. There's no beef, who you dating, whatnot. None of that. There's no jealousy. I'm over that. You know, like, I'm grown over that. I'm living a life of mine, and I don't even want to speak about my sophomore, you know. as you know me, because I'm already done with that, but I'll only release news for that next year. You know, it's something out of this world. It's a different concept, you know. I'm going further. And I'm really on the topic of growth, you know.
Fantastic, man.
Letting go.
Awe.
Kwakumnandi is about nostalgia. Mom, dad, one roof. Brothers.
Before I play it, let's chat about the music video you shot for it. What was that like? Who directed it? What's that vibe?
Pilot Films, Bruce. Bruce, the man, you know, the man who's killing it in the game. He directed. I came up with the concept, and... he pretty much directed everything, you know, from visually. We shot guerrilla style. We didn't have no real people to work with, or actors or crew, rather to say that. But we went to Soweto Diepkloof. We found a spot. We waited for the golden hour. And I was like,
started rolling.
I want to just have a good time. Put me on the put me on the longboard. No, people need to see more of me. And that's actually, I think, a video where I was like, with my face, you know, people could see my character for the first time. You know, I'm not doing other random stuff than just music.
True story. Well, here it is. Kwakumnandi. We back with Wandile.